Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Because I've been feeling self-indulgent lately, I've been looking for excuses to have dumplings and whatever. It started with sour beef and dumplings, and of course after Thanksgiving, I had to have turkey and dumplings. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I started getting curious about dumplings, and I did a little bit of digging.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a pretty broad term, right?
Yes.
It can go anywhere from steamed dumplings, like Asian dumplings that are just thin wrapper and stuffed, all the way up to this, you know, sort of American big old size of a softball flour-based dumpling.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, you can divide American dumplings into two realms. You got the flour-based biscuit dumpling, also called drop dumplings, and the Germanic potato dumpling. And interestingly, the potato dumpling also has a sub-region called the Italian gnocchi, which is sort of a small version of that. But the flour-based dumplings are really simplicity itself. You'll just need flour, baking powder, salt, pepper, milk, and melted butter, and maybe some dry herbs to go in there. You just put the dry ingredients first, then you put the liquid ingredients, mix it all up, make a nice ball, and you're ready to go. And what I like about it, Jerry, is you get your broth simmering, and then you start pulling off these small hunks of dough to drop into the broth. And this gives you those marvelous randomly shaped dumplings with all sorts of nooks and crannies that soak up the broth. It's really, really cool. Yeah. And you'll let them cook for 10 or 15 minutes, and then you're good to go. You should not overdo it, because if you cook them too much, they can fall apart. The procedure for potato dumplings is a bit more involved. They come to us from Germany, which has as many variations as they have grandmothers, I suppose. you know what that's like, Jer.
I know.
And you use cooked or raw potatoes, which need to be pushed through a potato ricer or blitzed in a food processor. You work in some whole eggs, some flour, or potato starch, and your seasonings, and you knead the dough until it becomes smooth. And then you can form little balls somewhere between the size of a golf ball or a tennis ball. And you get them kind of perfectly smooth. And then here's the big difference, is that you cook them in plain water, plain boiling water. Eventually they'll float to the top. Now, Jerry, here, maybe you can help me with this. For some reason, a lot of recipes want you to bury a buttered crouton in the middle of the dumpling. I don't know why. I couldn't find out. Do you have a theory?
No. It's just it's become tradition, and I don't understand where it comes from either. It's certainly, you know, the potato dumplings I grew up with are gnocchi. So there's no crouton in the middle of a gnocchi.
Right.
This is something that somebody came up with that just continues on without rhyme or reason.
Yeah, for sure. Getting back to those southern dumplings, you start with the same biscuit dough as the drop dumplings, but then you roll out the dough until it is quite thin, about a quarter inch thin, and then you cut along 1-inch strips of dough, which you then cut again into little 2 to 3 inch long rectangles. And when your stew broth is bubbling, you drop these little rectangular dumplings in and watch them swell up. And you're good to go. Finally, hey, if you're running short of time, you can always go out and buy a tube of Pillsbury biscuits. Pop the top and pull apart the individual pieces. You know, cut them into quarters, and hey, presto, you've got your dumplings all ready for the stew. But I like the homemade ones, Jerry. They're a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.